This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information and Weight Management channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Dwayne Watkins, board-certified physician located in Stockbridge, Georgia. He currently serves as the CEO and medical director of the Heartland Healthcare Total Body in Heartland College Park, and is here today to talk to us about weight loss. Dr. Watkins, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Good morning.
And good morning to you, Dr. Watkins. So for starters today, what is the most important aspect of weight management and how should it be approached?
Well, I feel that the one of the most important aspects of weight management is that patient's dedication to the program and the commitment to the program. You know, I think that weight loss and weight management, there is nothing that really has changed over the years. The foundation to weight loss and weight management is, and I believe will ever be, diet and exercise. And so the thing that I ask my patients primarily, even with other modalities, is that they commit to the program and dedicate themselves to the program of watching their dietary intake, as well as exercising on a regular basis. Now, certainly there's other things that we can add to that to help them get through that struggle, but that dedication and commitment is kind of key to the weight loss program.
Also, Dr. Watkins, what are some medical weight loss options and what are reasons someone would consider these options?
Well, I feel that we have several different options as far as the medical modalities. We use different medications that can kind of suppress the appetite and help with cravings. We use injections that are beneficial in appetite suppression and cravings. And, I feel that each one has its benefits and it has its risk. And I think the key is sitting down with the physician prior to deciding on a specific regimen, but you also have to look at that patient's medical condition, medical history, in making that decision. So it's important to sit down with the physician, discuss current medical conditions, previous medical conditions, and any family history of any kind of medical conditions, and then deciding what medications can fit best for that each patient individually. So it's kind of cumulative, and then there's lots of different modalities that we can use. So I won't describe one specifically right now, but it really depends on the patient and their medical conditions and what they would best qualify for.
Also, are medical weight loss options safe, and what are the possible side effects and complications, if there are any?
For the most part, these medications added to the diet and exercise is safe. With everything we do, I think that you have to look at risk and benefit. And, every medication and pretty much everything for that matter, as simple as water has risk if taken too much. So there are certainly risks and benefits with every medication that we use. There are certain medications that have more side effects than others. And, of course, those medications we try not to use to a great extent. But those medications with a very low side effect profile and that are safe are the ones that we tend to use in our practice for our weight loss management. So for the most part, these medications are very safe. They have been FDA approved, so they're safe, but they do have some side effects that can accompany the administration. For example, some of the side effects that I see with some of the appetite suppressants that we use, you can have dry mouth. Sometimes it can affect your heart rate. But if we ever run into those type of situations, we always have close contact with our patients where we're able to change the medications and hopefully decrease the side effect profile that that patient may be having. But for the most part, these medications are very safe.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Dwayne Watkins, the CEO and Medical Director of Heartland Healthcare Total Body in Heartland College Park, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information and Weight Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Watkins, how can liposuction benefit someone who is trying to lose weight?
Well, you know, the important thing about liposuction is, you know, the patient must understand that liposuction is not a weight loss modality. We don't necessarily use liposuction or suggest liposuction for patients who want to lose weight. I think liposuction is primarily a sculpturing technique where patients have a troubled area which they feel, you know, they want a better appearance. So the liposuction serves as an entity that allows us to shape that individual, sculpture that area, which is troublesome for that patient. Often what I will tell my patients, though, is that if I have a patient that is wanting liposuction but is wanting to lose weight as well, I tell them that we can often use the liposuction as kind of a jump start, a kickstart to a weight loss program, much like the medications we use as a jump start to help get people going to incentivize patients with weight loss. We can use liposuction in that same manner to incentivize further weight loss with the procedure, because certainly after you get the procedure done, you want to protect your investment. Therefore, a lot of my patients, I suggest that they continue with the process by getting on one of their weight loss programs and continuing to lose weight. It's amazing what the liposuction can do as far as the sculpturing aspect. Even with my patients who are on the larger side, the liposuction can be very effective at the sculpturing aspect, but it is not a direct weight loss modality.
Lastly, what does the liposuction procedure entail, and what is recovery like? What can we expect in those regards?
Well, here at this facility, we use a liposuction procedure by the name of tumescent liposuction. So it is quite different from your traditional liposuction in several different manners. First of all, instead of using general anesthesia, we use a tumescent fluid, which is actually a local anesthetic. And so we actually inject this anesthetic solution into whatever body area we plan on removing the fat. Because we don't use general anesthesia, it makes this procedure much safer. Therefore, we don't have to do the procedure in a hospital or a surgery center per se, because the procedure is very safe if done properly. So our process is a three-step process. We inject a tumescent fluid, which is actually a local anesthetic, into whatever cavity we are removing the fat. The second step, we use a laser to actually melt the fat, which also helps with skin tightening. And then the third step, we actually use the procedure of removing the fat with a cannula or a suction machine, which actually goes in and it removes the fat. Now, during this procedure, we make some small incisions into the skin where we instill the cannulas, but those incisions typically close within 24 or 48 hours, and we don't even use sutures to close those incisions because they're so small and they heal so well. So the procedure is very much different than your traditional liposuction where they're putting you completely under. And what the benefit of the tumescent is, you know, I have my patients, if they become uncomfortable, then we have to address their discomfort by instilling some more medication to help ease the comfort of that patient. As you can imagine, if a patient is completely under, the patient has no feedback. And so the traditional liposuction procedure tends to be a little bit more aggressive than the tumescent liposuction procedure. So in essence, my patients are wide awake when we are doing the procedure. We often have conversations. Some of my patients are reading books or listening to music during their procedure. But by them being awake and then being able to communicate with me, the tissue damage is likely much less than traditional liposuction. That is of benefit in the healing aspect of the procedure. Traditional liposuction, you tend to see about a 1 week to 2 weeks of healing time. With tumescent liposuction, it is typically 1 to 2 days. A lot of my patients, we will do the procedure on a Friday, and they will be back to work on a Monday. They are sore, and the best way that I can describe it is that they have quite a bit of muscle tenderness, much like a very intense workout when you haven't worked out for some time. But the pain dissipates very quickly over the next week or so. And my patients tend to do very well with the healing aspect. So, you know, the recovery time is much less than traditional liposuction, typically 1 or 2 days. The pain dissipates within that first 48 hours, and then over the next weeks, the months, pain gets less and less. But my patients are pretty much functional 48 hours after the procedure. And, you know, the results are truly amazing. We can, as I stated, it's truly a sculpturing technique, but the results are very noticeable from the time my patients get off the table. They can notice drastic changes in their shape. So it's a very safe procedure and certainly very life-changing for some.
Well, Dr. Watkins, it certainly has been good to have had you. Very informative, especially covering liposuction as a medical weight loss option. Where can listeners find more about your practice, and where could they be in touch as well?
They can get a hold of us on our website at totalbodyatlanta.com. And we have all our address information. We're on Eagles Landing Parkway, 550 Suite 204 on Eagles Landing Parkway. Total Body is the name of the practice. And if they go to the website, they can look at all our information, all the different types of treatments that we offer here at this facility.
Good enough. Well, Dr. Watkins, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Dwayne Watkins, the CEO and Medical Director of Heartland Healthcare, Total Body, and Heartland College Park. And for more information and for contact, simply visit TotalBodyAtlanta.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information and Weight Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.